A health mystery. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization tracking an increase in cases of hepatitis among otherwise healthy children.
The illness is characterized by inflammation in the liver. So far, more than 100 cases have been found in 25 states, including Alabama, California, Florida, and New York. In all, 5 patients have died. The CDC is saying the cases could be connected to a global outbreak of the disease. While some have questioned if the COVID vaccine has any connection to the uptick in hepatitis, the WHO says the COVID vaccine is likely not to blame because the majority of the children afflicted were not vaccinated.
Fox's Laura Ingle. The White House again Friday refusing to condemn plans for protests next week, the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices.
The president believes in peaceful protest. He believes that's part of our democracy and part of the history of the United States and this country.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. But as Fox's Peter Ducey reports,
it's illegal to picket or parade in or near a building occupied by a judge, juror, or witness if your hope is to influence them. And that is punishable by up to a year in prison or a $5,000 fine.
Humanitarian evacuation scheduled to continue today from a steel plant in southern Ukraine.
The United Nations says 500 civilians were able to leave the facility over the past 48 hours, but others still need to be rescued. Ukrainian officials worry they're running out of time as Russian leadership looks to claim a military victory. Denis Monastirsky serves as Ukraine's Minister of Internal Affairs. He believes the Russian military will escalate their attacks on Ukraine if a victory can't be claimed by Victory Day next week.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Ukraine. The Russia's defense ministry says its forces have destroyed U.S. and European arms and equipment found in the Kharkiv region. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Some congressional Republicans say DHS Secretary Mayorkas has been deceptive about the use of alternatives to detention, saying they're attracting migrants who cross the southern border.
Most migrants assigned to alternatives to detention self-report to their initial hearings with their whereabouts monitored on a phone. 10% wear an ankle bracelet. While ATD isn't new, President Biden tripled its use from the Trump years while emptying immigration jails. But there is no guarantee they'll show up in court because most immigration proceedings last 1 to 6 years. Migrants are off ATD long before their case ends, leaving ICE no idea where migrants go when they don't show up. Judges have ordered more than 1 million migrants deported who've never left, according to DHS figures.
Fox's William Longines. Border Patrol agents, Texas National Guardsmen, and Mexican police conducted joint exercises along the Rio Grande River yesterday in preparation for the expected surge of migrants later this month if Title 42 health rules are dropped. It's been a week since an Alabama prison official disappeared with a murder suspect. Now a clue. The getaway vehicle has been found outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Lauderdale, Alabama County Sheriff Rick Singleton.
Right now we're trying to canvass the area for any witnesses. Also trying to research, see if any stolen vehicles were reported in that area during that time. So that's what we're following up on.
But there is still no sign of Vicky White or the man she's thought to have helped escape. The son of a New York City judge has pleaded guilty to charges from last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol building. Aaron Mostovsky will be sentenced to 8 months in prison. A judge in Georgia says Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene can run for re-election, brushing aside arguments from a group of voters who challenged her eligibility, claiming she'd engaged in insurrection. North Korea launching another ballistic missile, this time both from and into the sea off its east coast. South Korea's military says it was submarine launched. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.